This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Dame Products and Nutrafol.
This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is also available for your viewing pleasures on YouTube. If looking at people while they podcast is your thing, then you can click the YouTube link in our show notes and gaze along as we talk our shit. Today, we have the cutest couple, and you're going to want to see them, not in person, but in virtual person over video. So you can head over to YouTube for that. Inner Hoe Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe who lives in New York City, who has officially put on their fall sweater because it's getting a little chilly.
Getting a little brisk, out here.
And whose pronouns are she, her, they, and them.
And Akua, pronouns she and her, who is your favorite demisexual, omisexual, mental health therapist, who also has been pulling out the sweater looks and enjoys them. And I'm a little afraid of who's turning into this.
But has pulled out the sweater since mid-August, so don't be afraid.
I'd be cold. But I'm enjoying this transition into fall, and you know I hate it. So I don't know what's happening, but... enjoy it.
Well, every episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And occasionally, we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode, we're asking, what if a queer, black, badass musician met the author of lesbian erotica and they fell in love and had a 24-year-plus romance? Well, no need to ask what if, because that is the story of the guests on today's show. We're going to talk to them about their whirlwind romance, and they're two of our faves, so stay tuned.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, because you're going to want to, you can do so by using the hashtag Inner Hoe Uprising so we can see it, and the hashtag Podin so other people can see it. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inner Hoe Uprising without the G on Twitter, at Inner Hoe Uprising on with the G on Instagram and Facebook. And you can head to Inner Hoe Uprising to pay a hoe and to cop some merch like this beautiful shirt I'm wearing.
Yes. Well, we're about to get into the cutest love story of all time. But first, we got to talk about vulvas. Who, you want to talk about vulvas?
I always want to talk about vulvas. What you mean? I'm a little too fascinated with genitalia. It's a problem. But did you know that people with vulvas are 4 times more likely than those without to say sex is not at all pleasurable in the last year?
Shame.
We here at the Inner Hoe Uprising are huge advocates for pleasure. Y'all know that. And find this pleasure gap to be pretty whack. But you know what we don't find whack? Dame Products. Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested and vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like y'all. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love. Earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters, on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure they'll earn a spot on your nightstand. And the best part? Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Now, I have used Dame products for both my solo journey, my now partnered journey, all the journeys in between. And when I say it is tried, true, approved, all of it, y'all got the coolest stamp of approval over here. If you need more, I don't know what to tell you. We're all raving about it. Y'all,
you also have the Sam stamp of approval, for what it's worth. So.
Now, that's the golden seal right there.
Two different, very different vulvas being thoroughly entertained and pleasured.
All right. Do you
by
need
a variety
the other four
of products
on this team? Like, I don't understand. What else do you want from us? Go get the products. They're bomb. Believe us. So you, if you want your vulva pleasured or that of your partner, because it's a great gift, go to dameproducts.com/IHU today for 15% off site-wide. Again, you'll go to dameproducts.com/IHU today for 15% off site-wide. Now let's get into the romance.
Ah, the romance.
Love it. Romance. Love is in the air. I'm going to cry, y'all.
Okay. I'm crying. We have not even introduced the kid. I'm fucking going to start crying already.
Already.
Okay. All right. So today we're talking with two lovely guests, esteemed IHU patrons, Patreon Game Night Hall of Famers. That's something that I just made up, but honestly, it's true. Storytellers, Pod in Live NYC mainstays. Shout out to Queen and Jay. Who also happen to be the coolest married couple around town. So today we're speaking to Martina and Tawana. I'm going to read bios. Martina Downey is a middle-aged Black executive with more than 36 years of experience in college publishing. She's a singer, songwriter, recording artist, and aspiring voice actor who enjoys singing, writing, storytelling, theater, opera, travel, and fine dining. I just love the luxuriousness of Martina's life. Whenever Martina joins us on the Patreon calls, well, not today because she's brand new, but she always joins us from this yacht background because that's honestly like that's Martina's inner space in my head.
Energy.
She's a luxurious yacht. She was born in Paterson, New Jersey, comes from a working class family with Southern roots whose family immigrated from the rural South in the mid-1940s. She's the youngest of three siblings. She has a stake in community building through cultivating leadership, giving back, and healing through song. Martina has been a member of many Black LGBTQ plus organizations, including, but not limited to, Harriet's Apothecary, Kitchen Table Giving Circle, Voices of Liberation, and Lavender Light Gospel Choir. Ain't that a fucking bio? So it's like wild how there's just another person to introduce. Like, I don't even know how... Y'all are both in one household, just there's so much.
And it doesn't implode. Like, it's so much energy. What is the physics behind it?
So we also have the physics. Tawana Sullivan, who is a 40-something-year-old Black lesbian who was raised in Baltimore with a solid foundation in the Baptist church and 80s horror movies. Love that dynamic. She is one of the founders of Kuma2.net, a website that ran from 1998 to 2009 and featured Black lesbian erotica. Tawana's own short stories have been featured in various anthologies and have been collected in one volume, The Next Girl and Other Lesbian Tales. The Closet Case is her first full-length mystery novel. Currently living in New Jersey, she is working on her next mystery and finding new ways to make her wife laugh. Welcome, Martina and Tawana. And Akua is actually crying.
The tears have already started. I ain't gonna make it through this, y'all.
You all can unmute now.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Akua, Sam. It's wonderful to be here. Finally, we're here. Yay!
Y'all make us sound so exciting. Wow.
You're two of some of the most exciting people I know, legitimately. That's a fucking interesting life. Okay, so let's hop into things. This is also one of the more interesting stories that I've ever heard. I know it's like ever, but I'm serious about it. How did you two meet?
Please give us the full story.
Yeah,
I'm here for it. I haven't heard it.
Go ahead, Martina.
Well, a long, long time ago, before the wide world internet, there was a listserv. There were listservs back then. And the group that we were on was called Sisternet. It was a group of Black lesbians and bisexual women of color, primarily Black, of African descent. Mm-hmm. And we connected through this list. We were all over the country, actually all over the world. There are people from the UK. And I met Tawana through this list. And what struck me, I was living in Brooklyn, and what struck me is that she was a writer and that she was looking to put together an anthology of Black lesbian writing. And she was, you know, putting on ideas, looking for ideas. I remember printing out her post and sticking it up on my cabinet in my old office in Brooklyn. I was so excited about connecting with her just for that, you know, just for that. And we, you know, I think, how do we get,
I was actually still living in Baltimore, that I hadn't moved up yet.
Okay.
So that might have been like several months before we actually met in the flesh. And when we say that Sisternet was before, I mean, there was AOL, maybe right. Netscape. This was a time when email was primarily either through AOL, whatever the AOL competition was, or you had an educational email account. And you know, the computers still had the green screen, the dark green screen with the light green words on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I moved.
Downy Source.
Yeah, that anthology never happened. It was just an idea. And then I moved up to New York to go to grad school. And why did we meet?
Downy Source.
Yeah, you were Downy Source.
Yes. 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 And AOL, there was a chat room. And I created a chat room called Downy Source. And I somehow Tawana and I were flirting seriously. And I was teasing her in this AOL Downy Source room and so forth.
But hadn't we actually met before then? Like in the flesh? I don't think we flirted before we actually met each other.
Oh. So did you meet when you came over my house that time in Brooklyn?
Yeah, okay. So there was someone from SisterNet. So I had moved to New York. We still didn't meet because we were just on the same email list. Mm-hmm. Somebody from SisterNet came to Brooklyn. Right. And so that's what happened in the old days when you went to listserv. Somebody would say, hey, I'm going to be in your town. People who are mm-hmm. in the town. Who was it that yes. came? Somebody came because...
Right. She was from the West Coast. She was an activist.
Right.
And y'all came over my house.
Myself and my girlfriend went over to yes, Martina's.
You and your girlfriend house. Came over my house.
Yes.
And I met these nice, lovely young couple. They were so wonderful. And all these people came over and I had the hots for Tawana. I couldn't keep my eyes off of her biceps.
All right now.
I had biceps then. I don't know what. Anyway.
Okay. And I was flirting with her like I couldn't believe
in front
it.
Of
I'm
her
like,
girlfriend.
In front of her girlfriend.
So I was wild back then.
In front of her salad.
Off the rails.
I did.
I mean, I flirted back, so it's
not you did. Yeah. You did. We went out to dinner. All of us went out to dinner together in Park Slope, remember?
Yep. Parks. Yep, ooh, I remember.
Flirting back at me.
I remember. And then
that was the last time I saw her.
No, that was the first time you saw me.
First time. Yeah, first time. But I hadn't seen you for a while after that.
Right. Well, but that same night, we went back to your house. My girlfriend, right. That same night, my girlfriend and I went back to your house because we were talking and you started playing Grace Jones for me because I had never heard Grace Jones' yes. first album. You played the ooh. First album for me. My girlfriend was there in the apartment with us. And did she go to sleep? I don't know what happened.
I think she fell asleep. But I played all these records and we were like, oh, yeah, I know
So we were listening to music and my girlfriend went to sleep. Then my girlfriend and I left. And my girlfriend said to me, I think Martina likes you. And I said, no, she doesn't.
But did you think okay. that she did, or were you trying to play it off?
I played it off like, no, that's not gonna happen.
You're not gonna insult her intelligence like that. She saw what was happening.
A gaslighting moment for young Tawana.
I mean, it was like this. You could flirt with people, but nothing was going to happen.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen because skipping over a couple of, because we went on a double date because you had a girlfriend, right?
Right. Me and my girlfriend, we went on a double date.
We went on a double date.
In 96, we took out, and my girlfriend then was a little older than uh-huh. me that time. And uh-huh. we were taking the young couple out on going bowling in Park Slope. And
we
it was
on a
really,
double date.
It was
yep.
nice. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And then we didn't see each other for a while.
Right, because
right.
You broke up with your girlfriend, or did she break up with you?
I broke with my girlfriend. I broke up with her.
And then my girlfriend broke up with me.
For the record.
Yeah.
Right.
That was really important. Again, raised in church. That was really important to me, not to be messy about it. So Martina broke up with her girlfriend. My girlfriend broke up with me. And then, so... Martina called me on my birthday, and I was just shocked that she remembered my birthday.
Yeah.
How did you remember, Martina? Did you write it down in the calendar? Do you just have...
Well, it was the next year, and like on, you know, we knew, I think it was maybe on SisterNet that your birthday was coming. I don't remember.
Right, because we're still on SisterNet, and so things are still coming up.
And
right.
so we would announce things and so forth. This is in 97,
yeah.
early 97. So months later. So I called her up on her birthday and I sang happy birthday to her like Marilyn Monroe style, very seductively on her birthday. And then I invited her to come to, what was that club?
The Vault.
The Vault. I invited her to come to the LSM, Lesbians S&M group.
Lesbian Sex Mafia.
Lesbian Sex Mafia was having an event. And I invited Tawana to come to the event with me on a date. Mm-hmm. And she got chicken feet there on that.
Listen, I'm like, you know what? We've hung out a little bit, but never like, I've never been single when we hung out. And I don't think a lesbian sex club should necessarily be my first going out with you.
Fair.
But they had crucifixions and all that lovely food.
I'd never been to a sex club before. So, like, that's the kind of thing I would go with friends to, not, you know, for a first time. I've
never been to a sex club before. So, that wasn't our first date. Our first date was Love Jones.
Oh, Martina, you're skipping something.
Oh, I'm skipping that too, huh?
Yeah, you're skipping something.
I want all the tea. Let's rewind. Let's go back. What are we skipping? Something.
Okay, Tawana, go ahead.
So I called the day we were supposed to go to that, and I'm like, you know what? I can't go. And so Martina was like, fine. And so we made another arrangement for me to come over to her house a couple of weeks later. And and so we were living in Brooklyn. She lived in Fort Greene. I lived in Brooklyn Heights. Trust me, I could not afford to live in Brooklyn Heights. Still can't afford to live in Brooklyn Heights, but I was a student living in educational housing.
Yeah.
And so Martina invited me over to her house for dinner. And And ooh. So I, you know, got dressed as nice as I could dress at that time. Had my little vest on and had my little tie. And I walked from Brooklyn Heights to Park Slope. I walked from where I lived at all the way to your house. I stopped at the Fulton Street, Fulton Mall. I stopped there and I got you some flowers. And I got to your brownstone, knocked on the door. And when I tell you that there was no semblance of food cooking, I am not lying. There was something to drink, but yes! I mean, food? No, there was no food. I'm like, she promised me these salmon croquettes, and they did not appear.
Not a pot on the stove.
In all defense, there was every kind of West African restaurant. I had every kind of sushi, belushi, West African, Ghanaian, whatever. It was all around me. It was when Fort Greene was hot, and very, 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 very black. Mm-hmm. And all this culture and Spike Lee's place. Yeah. You could see him walking on the street and Carol's daughter's shop. She was right there. Carol's daughter was in the shop selling her goods. And it was that kind of Brooklyn. That's the kind of Brooklyn I lived in before it was over. Before it was gentrified. Yeah. I didn't cook.
Nope.
I didn't cook.
Nope. We ordered from the West African place. I had lemon lamb for the first time.
Here in Day. Oh, fabulous
and,
place.
And did I spend the night? I think I spent the night. If I didn't spend the night, you stayed an awfully long time.
You did spend the night. How'd that happen?
And so I try to make that point because we started having sex before we went out on a date. There was no
plan, no map of success.
No pretending we were dating when we weren't dating because it was like a week or so after that when I was at Martina's house again. And
just Lauren went to her home.
Look.
The seductress.
Listen, one time she called me and was like, you know, come on down, I'll put you in a cab. And I said, no, I'm not just going to jump to your house every time you want me to come down there. If you really want me, you'll come get me. And she came and got me.
Okay.
It was midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I got my Dodge, whatever, and I drove right over there.
That is energy.
Want me, come get me. And she came and got me, and I was like, oh,
I live.
Okay. And so after that, it was like, well, we like each other well enough.
Yeah.
Inside and outside of bed, you want to go on a date? Yes. And that's how we ended up going to see Love Jones.
Yeah, we went to see Love Jones. We still have the stub. We still have the ticket stubs from that date archived moment.
So that was our first date. And it was very... It was, when I say, it's not that it was nonchalant, it was very sort of like, so, hey, we get along, you know, we like having sex, and we like each other when we're not having sex. Want to try? why not?
And we had a lot in common, too. Yeah. We really did.
And I bring that up because, now, I know for young people today, that might not be a big deal, but, you know, at that time... Like I said, there was a big emphasis on, you know, for me, having been, you know, in a church for a long time, it was like, that was radical for me at that time, having sex with somebody without any strings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The idea that, because before Martina, because of the way I was brought up, I mean, it's not like I was going to get married to anybody because there was no such thing as gay marriage back then. Mm-hmm. So... You go to the next best thing in your mind and go, well, if I'm having sex with somebody, that means I owe them something beyond, you know what I mean? That mm-hmm. must mean it's really serious and important. So before Martina, I got into a lot of relationships that should have never been relationships, but you feel like, oh, we've been out a couple of times, we've had sex, you're supposed to be together. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I moved up to New York and, you know, going out with Martina, the whole idea of, you know what, we can just have sex and have fun. And there's no strings attached, no relationship, no anything. Mm-hmm. Was, like I said, was radical for me. And I might say for some, what do you think? Our community at the time is also, some older lesbians are still very much like that. Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think so. I grew up around a lot of older lesbians. And the thing is, I also, like Tawana, came from a very traditional religious background. Mm-hmm. And my parents, you know, you get married, and there's no sex out of wedlock. You know, you're supposed to get married to a man and have children, work on a job for 50 years until you drop dead. And that is your life. And then that's how you're lifting up the race. And you lift as you rise. And as you move north, you bring up people from the south with you. That's the kind of family. That's the tradition mm-hmm. of the Black experience that I grew up mm-hmm. with. And, you know, and so that's what I had. I grew up Roman Catholic. And so, you know, for me, I just couldn't wait to shed myself from all of that when I got to college. And then I did all the wild things, you know, I could get my hands on as a Catholic running loose. And then I had a lot of relationships and I made mistakes and you know, breakups and the whole nine. So the time I met Tawana, it was like, you know, I had to learn how to love myself and to kind of have a real sense of what is it that I'm looking for in a partner? Mm-hmm. What is it that I'm willing to give? You know, what is love really all about? Is it this image of what I think this person should be in my head? And I had to learn to love the one I am with, not to settle, but this woman. Who is this woman? Am I willing to learn and explore who she is? Is she willing to learn to explore who I am? And as we change, to grow together. And so that I evolved. And I think, you know, at that time it was like, okay, we're going to play. Let's play. But if we can do whatever we want to do. We can change the rules anytime we want to change it.
Right. And so it's like, all right, we can date, but there doesn't have to be any expectation. We can, you know, we like hanging out. We might as well date. It doesn't mean that we're going to be together forever. It doesn't. And there's no expectation that will have to be that way. There's no expectation. Mm-hmm. Let's just have fun. And if we stop having fun or it's not fun for one of us anymore, just say so. And 24 years later, we're still like, are you having fun?
I'm checking in.
I'm having a ball. I'm having a blast. with this woman over here. Oh, so much to learn about her. There's so much to know, so much to discover, and there's so much journey to travel with her. I'm so excited to have Tawana in my life.
Yeah, so every once in a while, it's like, it's still fun, right? You know, like, yeah, it is. All right. Okay.
So. Wow. I fucking love it.
My heart is bursting. Yeah. I cannot handle it. This is the end of the show for me. Good night.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like so beautiful in so many ways that I can't even sum up in words right now. But not only your love for each other, but your commitment to yourselves and your commitment to freedom and just like the joy in life and having fun is super duper inspiring. And Tawana, you had mentioned like maybe not for this generation, but I don't know. I think people still very much cling to these relationship escalator standard trajectory of what a relationship should look like, even today, even within myself. Definitely. Like sometimes it's like, oh, withhold the sex to see if this person really likes me. But it doesn't have to be that way. So there's a couple of people who I'm going to fuck tonight, thanks to...
We're just going out.
Hallelujah. And you know, and sometimes, honestly, sometimes, you know, you could wake up and not even be in a relationship, like, you know, before Martina, old days, like, you know, it's like, how did I get into a relationship? I don't know. It's sort of like you're hanging out with somebody and you're platonic, and it's like, well, you don't even talk about it. Like, we've been out a couple of times. Everybody around you says you're a couple. Are we a couple? You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So sometimes when other people look at us and go, look at that couple, blah, 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 blah. And we don't encourage that because nobody knows us or our relationship. You know, people go, look at that couple. They've been together for 44. And, you know, how long did you all date before you had sex? Like, we had sex first. don't put us in that, whatever frame you're trying to put us in, mm-hmm. to put us up as some kind of thing to go for, whatever it is, mm-hmm. take us out of that frame, because you don't know what happened. That's, we're never going to be the people that are like, you know, no, you should, you know your person, you know, go out 90 days before you do XYZ.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not, what that would be hypocritical, number one. We didn't yeah. believe it for ourselves. Yeah. And so people, when you meet somebody, you know, it's like, I know self-help books and stuff are out there, but I don't really think you can have a general idea of what's good or not good in a relationship, but it's between you and that other person to work out the fine nitty gritty details for yourself. And so to have somebody be like, look at them. It's like, no, don't look at us, you know, you know, because you got the story wrong, and we'll tell you some of the story, but you're not going to sit here with a microscope for us to go through everything that happened. That's none of your business. So it's easy it's better for you to think about what you want in a relationship and what you need and go out like that, than instead of looking, whenever you look for idols, you're bound to be disappointed.
Yeah. Because there's going to be dark spots. The closer you get to the moon, there's going to be holes in the moon. It's not about whether there's the thing
perfection.
Is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect the way it is. Mm. All right. And the thing is, it's about sticking it out. If this whole relationship, if there's more value there, and it's really working, the whole thing, then you have to ask yourself, is this worth sticking it out? Is it both glowing and growing together through our pain? Mm. What greatness can come from that? That's love. That's love.
It is almost as if we have two amazing artists speaking about what love is on the Inner Hoa Uprising. Wow, I really value both of you. We have to take a quick break, but more about Martina and Tawana's love story after we come back. Akua, do you want to talk about hair growth? Not in line with what we're talking about at all. Don't have a segue
at
for that.
At all. As the resident bald-headed scallywag of a hoe, I'm going to talk about hair growth, because this podcast is sponsored by Nutrafol and Healthy Hair Growth. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. Nutrafol is physician formulated to be 100% drug free. They use medical grade botanicals in consistently effective dosages so you get the most reliable results. Visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for personalized product recommendations that are unique to your hair needs. Healthier hair growth takes time. Let's say that again. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. As Nutrafol's powerful ingredients bring your body back into balance, you may also notice improvements to your overall well-being, including more restful sleep, less stress, and better skin, nails, and libido. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code IHU to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time.
Sorry to the international homies.
Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code IHU.
All right, let's get back into things.
In the spirit of having fun, you guys have been having fun for 24 years. What are some of your favorite things to do together?
Besides copious amounts of sex.
We like to travel a lot. We like to go to the theater. We like fine dining. We love like a really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll just go travel just to be in on a nice boat somewhere and just to be with each other and just to have fun. We like to just get in the car and just go as far as we can go. I mean, we drove to Canada 1 year, right? Remember that, Tawana? We drove to Canada.
I remember.
From.
I drove up to. I drove as far as Syracuse, I think, and then you took over.
I took the rest of the way to Ontario.
To Canada from which part of the U.S.?
Oh, from here. Oh. From New Jersey.
Jersey City.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a long-ass drive, too.
It was a long-ass drive. I mean, it was really long. Longer than I anticipated. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. We had a fun time in Canada. We were going to go again, but COVID happened. Like, last year, we were supposed to go up to Ontario again, but the COVID thing happened.
Oh, yeah. Had the you know, the nice hotel that was near, you know, far enough away from Niagara Falls, but still on the water, you know, the vineyard nearby. It was going to be a sort of the kind of trip where what we usually like to do is go on a trip where it's, you know, relaxing. It could be a resort. It might not be a resort, but it's like a nice, peaceful, calm environment. But it's still close to a city or somewhere else where there's still theater or other shows so that you can do both. If you just want to spend a couple of days chilling out by water or, you know, just listen to birds or something, you can do that. And if you want to see what's happening in the community or if there's a show or one time, remember we were in Toronto and we ended up being in town for a Fringe festival? And we didn't know.
Yes. That actually was in Montreal.
Montreal.
We went to the Fringe Festival and it was all these queer, like little theater things that were going on. And then one theater presentation, it was small theater, like downtown theater. And we end up being in I Shot Andy Warhol.
Yes.
And then we were Andy's guest. And Andy showed up and served us milk and cookies.
There were Doritos. Yes.
Yes. And then, and then somebody shot Andy.
Andy Warhol in the middle of
We got pictures from the event. It was fantastic. Utterly fantastic. And then this summer we hadn't traveled for a while because of the COVID. So we planned to go to Provincetown. Which is one of our all-time favorite places to go. So we got in the car. I drove us all the way up to Provincetown. We stayed in this really lovely bed and breakfast inn-like thing, 5-star place. And it was just so relaxing because it was a place that we were familiar with. We knew all the, there's drag queens on every corner. There's, you know, little theater. There's just places we can go, all our favorite things that we like to do in Provincetown. And we can just chill or do nothing, read some books or go to the water.
Yeah.
It was great. That's the things that we like to do.
Yeah, and we ended up in Provincetown sticking more towards the fine dining because it was still right. I mean, fuck COVID. So, you know, not going out to any clubs, not that we're clubbing people anyway now, but not going to a lot of places where there were a lot of packed people, which was really fortunate for us because that's where a huge giant cluster happened as we were leaving.
Forgot about that.
We dodged COVID.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I like opera. So we're going to the opera to see Fire Shut Up in My Bones at the Met late October, the first Black written opera at the Met ever.
Oh my
and we're going to go there and support it. It's going to be fabulous.
That's amazing.
I was going to say, and we're still, like I said, you know, you can be with someone forever and you're still learning new things about them. Mm-hmm. So when Martina said, I want to go see Fire Shut Up in My Bones. And I'm like, yeah, like Jeremiah, blah, 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 blah. She's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you've never heard that phrase before? And she's like, no. And I'm like, right, Roman Catholic. Let me tell you. As a Baptist, we have this song.
Love that. Always something new to learn.
Exactly.
Do either of you watch American Horror Story?
I will not in a while.
I'll be honest. I think I did the first season.
The first season was good. I liked the first season.
This I only bring it up because this past, well, they're doing like a 2-part season, like it's an anthology, but one half is a separate story from the second half, and this past first half is set in Provincetown.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. Oh well, yeah. I knew about that. That was one of the things that they were talking about. See, when we go to places, one of us is like all about what's happening up there. It's my job to find things to do when we get to a place. Martina picks the place. Usually, I mean, we agree on the place, but yeah, Martina will be like, look, we want to go. I want to go here, 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 or here. Here are your choices. Which one of these places, you know, are you good? And once I'm like, okay, we're going to go there, then it's my job to go, okay, what's happening there, just in case we want to do something we're there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I saw all the news stories about, you know, them filming there, but we missed all that. I mean, that was months before we went up. That's why I didn't mention it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tawana, once we get to the place, she'll scout out the place. And I'm like, okay, Tawana, report. You know, we like to go on cruises, too. And that's something we love to do. We haven't done it in a while. But we'll love to go on a big, big, big cruise, get a nice penthouse suite, and just sail away. And it's just wonderful. There's nothing like getting on a cruise ship out, you know, right here at the Hudson River and watching it take off. And you're outside in your balcony and you're looking at everything around you in Manhattan, New Jersey, and you're heading off to, you know, somewhere on the island somewhere, you know, or the UK. It's a wonderful experience. I can't tell you. It's just wonderful, you know, and a butler's coming up to your room and serving you whatever you want to have and all these things. It's fabulous.
The luxury.
I really love the luxury.
I love it, honey, Dolly. Hang with me. It'll be wild. Chocolate party at 3 o'clock. Caviar at 2. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, our philosophy is like this. We don't have 365, there's no luck. I mean, you do what you can, you know, like there's things that you like, Martina, you know, you get the things you like, but most of the time, we ain't got no butler. You know, those are special things and special events. It's like, so if we can go on vacation, let's try to really go on vacation. And like, I cook here. I ain't trying to cook on vacation.
There we go.
I don't want to get an apartment that has, you know, a cooking station. That's not a vacation to me.
Yeah.
So it's like pool the monies.
Yeah.
Let's really, really look at as much luxury as we can afford when we go on vacation. Go on vacation and feel like you're really, really, really vacating. I mean, because, you know, Reality's gonna be back here when we get back.
That's right.
That's a fact.
We have a small place. We have a small place. We don't have a big place. We don't live in a big luxury thing. We know where we come from, right? And we know where our origin story. And so it's not about that. It's about, well, we don't know when we're gonna go. Let's just live to the fullest. You know, and you can, if you do it right, you know, if you can plan, if you can afford it, you can plan it out. It may take a couple of years, but you put a little away. There's ways you could do it without going broke. Okay. Cause I don't believe in going broke and doing ridiculous things like that.
Yeah.
It's because it's no, you know, if after you come from vacation, if you're worried about how you're going to pay for it, that's, to me, it's not a vacation. Like I would be worried while I was there.
Yeah.
So it's like we try to do it and we're due for one after this mess goes away. It's sort of all right, have a subdued domestic vacation, you know, domestic vacation, but you know, as good as we can, but you know, domestic. Then next year, okay, figure out where we want to go, how much it's going to take to get there and be there and really vacate.
Mm-hmm.
And so every other year or every two, whatever, like build up to boom, you know.
Yeah.
You know, concierge and butler and, you know, build up to that, because it's like, it is okay. Because I'm from Baltimore, working class. I mean, I'm barely above working class, really. Mm-hmm. Honestly, living up here, you know, New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So the first time I went to a really nice hotel, and I didn't go to nice hotels before I met Martina. I did not go to nice hotels, or I would go to a motel. Yeah. I would go to a $65 a night hotel. You know, like that was a big deal for me because it was a hotel.
Yeah.
It was any kind of place that wasn't my house.
Yeah.
You know, so the first time I was at a hotel and, you know, Martina and I were just sitting in the lounge. And again, we're sitting in this lounge, really, really nice hotel. And I'm like, oh, wow, we missed tea service. Shoot. I wish, you know, we had gotten down a little earlier, would have had like some berries or something. I didn't ask anybody for anything. Somebody who worked there heard me just talking to her, like, I wish we had gotten down there, and showed up with a huge bowl of blueberries and raspberries and cream on the house. And I was like, okay.
like I'm like
going
it
to accept this. And I'm like, you know, there's the kid in me that is screaming like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's really, really simple, but it's like, oh my goodness, people will attend to your needs. You don't have to even ask them for something. You can just say something and people will bring. And so once that happens to you, it's like, you know what? We can every 2 or 3 years, let's build up to that again. I want that experience again.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to recreate that.
Yes.
So, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe this is a Martina question, since you are the fielder of the places, but the one that you're due for after COVID is over, where y'all going? What's the top five list?
Mallorca, Spain.
Ooh.
You know about Mallorca, Spain.
Tell us.
Okay, we fly to Barcelona. We get in Barcelona and we get on the ferry. The ferry is not just any ferry. You have a cabin, you have a butler, the whole nine. And the ferry takes you on this, I think, 6 to 7 hours down into Mallorca, which is on the south of Spain. It's a huge island it's an island on the coast of the southern eastern part of Spain. You stay in a fine hotel and resort, and then you're by the mountains. You can go off to the spa if you want to. You can never leave the spa. You can go. I never like to leave the spa. I want to spend the whole trip in the spa. My face from cap a dome, you know, mud baths, massage, everything. You have your jacuzzi when you walk outside your room in your balcony. There's the jacuzzi, right? You have your own private jacuzzi. We can go to the beach. I can read a book. I can do anything. I can go to the museum. I can go see a play. I can do whatever I want to do. Just hang out, you know? And just see the world, go to the gardens, whatever I want to do. That's the next trip. Mallorca, Spain.
Now,
okay, that's.
Yeah, and so what happens is Martina lays out the plan and she shows me the route and the pay. And I'm like, So what about the hotel that's to the left? They have a pool. Do we need a jacuzzi in the room? Because jacuzzis bring mosquitoes in the room, and mosquitoes like me, and I don't know about that. And so it'll probably be Mallorca or Bath, because we talked about Bath too. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, the mosquitoes love Tijuana, honey. When we went to Mexico, down in Cancun, where we're down in the Yucatan at the Chichen Itza pyramid, honey, those mosquitoes tore Tijuana up.
You would have thought I had the mumps or something.
They didn't like me. They didn't like me. No.
That black of the berry sweetened juice thing is not as great a thing as people think when it comes to mosquitoes. It's like,
okay, because those mosquitoes be tearing me up here in the U.S., Tijuana. They found, I think there was one mosquito in Colombia. Guess who it found?
Like, yeah, I did not get bit in Colombia. They ate a cool out.
It didn't make no sense.
Oh, I would like for us to go back to Finland. Tijuana and I went to Finland because I had to do some work there with my job in 98. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was December. You don't want to go to Finland in December. Yeah. Okay. But when the company says you got to go, you got to go. It was a lot of fun. More fun for you because I had to work. But I want to go to Finland like in April or May, that period of time where it's 24 hours of sunlight. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't care if every word is like 12 or 13 different syllables in Finnish. All I got to do is flash some American bucks. I can get anything I want. They'll take me anywhere I want to go. No joke. Okay.
I love it.
Now, we got, remember, in Finland. Okay. Going somewhere and you don't know the language. And just sitting there like, I think I have enough money to buy this Coke. Can you help me? But everybody thought, because I was young then, everybody thought I was an international student. So everybody was willing to help the international student, or they thought I was Whoopi Goldberg. It was one or the other. Either Whoopi or
Whoopi.
You know, everybody just takes pity on you because the hotel we were at was near a university. Near a university. Everybody
was
just
I was there too.
Everybody was just like, oh, you're just a stupid kid. Let me help you.
What about that little white boy that was afraid of you, Tijuana? Remember that little 5-year-old white boy that was afraid of you?
He was afraid of us. That's how we found out about, not Santa Claus, Black Peter. That's how we found out about
Black Peter.
About Black Peter because I don't think the man was Finnish. I'm not sure where he was from, but he had never seen black people before in person. And he wanted his son to take a picture with us. You know, like, look, black people, let's take can you get into a picture with them? And we're just like, this is strange, but okay. And the little boy cried like we were demons that were, and because it was December. So Christmas was coming, like we were going to abscond with him. I don't know if he was a bad little boy or what, but the child just screamed and cried. So they took a picture of us. And we have a picture of them in our photo album. And on the back, it's like white people who have never seen black people before in person.
It was wild. I loved every bit of it.
But then afterwards, I'm like, why was that child screaming? Then it hit. Black Peter. Oh, my goodness. They've never seen black people in person. The child probably thought we were sent to take him away.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that you guys travel so luxuriously together. It's definitely one of my love languages. But another is like having a partner who nurtures me in all of my passions. How do you guys nurture one another's artistic endeavors as, you know, two creatives in a relationship?
It's, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, I will bounce, oh my God, all the story ideas that I've bounced off of her, sometimes literally. And, you know, sometimes her just hearing me puzzle things out and, you know, offering help or guidance, or when I need a different point of view, she's there. If, you know, Martina is working on music, I cannot tell you how many times that Martina will have her recorder and she'll look at me. And she'll go, do this, da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, And I'm just sitting there like, what am I supposed to do? Just do this. Da-da, 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 da-da. And then she's recording and I'm just doing that. And then she, you know, she puts whatever sound that she's putting on top of that, or she's thinking out lyrics on top of that. And I'm like, do I get credit for this?
At the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. And we were playing around a tree. And we were joking around and singing some ditty.
I was trying to catch her. Yeah.
Yeah, you were trying to catch me. And we had this ridiculous words to it. I took that and I took lyrics to that, took the melody, elaborated that, made a whole song out of it. You know? And so sometimes it's spontaneous. Or sometimes, like, Tawana, do this. Yeah, do this. On the spot. Okay, I got this idea. I got to get it in my head. Okay, do that. Okay, while you do this, I'm going to do this. Yeah. Or Tawana could be writing something, and she wants me to look it over, right? Either just for content, or sometimes for editorial. She'll give me a pen or whatever. And so I'll look at things, and I'll do whatever she needs me to do. Or if she just wants to bounce an idea, like she said, and I'll just kind of hear her out. Whatever she needs me to do. I'll do it, you know? And that's how we support one another. Or I remember when you had that live reading one time, Tawana, you'll do the reading, you were scared as shit,
yes.
Right? And I just kept supporting you and encouraging you mm-hmm. and say, it's going to be all right. And it was wonderful.
Yeah. And I think we just both encourage each other to do new things with the, I can't sing. I threaten Martina all the time. I will try to sing that high note, and you know, like when she's doing a new venture or when she's doing a new thing or premiering a new piece or whatever. Of course, I'm there. Sometimes when she's working things out, if she's like working with other people, I've done the thing where I have the phone in my pocket and I'm recording her. She hasn't asked to be recorded, but oh, I know, child. but I hear her, they're working things out. I know it's the kind of thing where I'm like, okay. And we're going to get home and she's going to be like, I wish I had recorded that. And I'll just be like, don't worry about it. I got you. I just emailed, I got you. And, you know, she'll be shocked because sometimes, you know, especially with music, you know, with me, I'm plotting stuff out. I'm like, A plus B has to equal C. I'm moving salt shakers around. I'm like, Martina, does this make any kind of sense to you? It makes sense to me, but my mind is different. Does this make sense to you? You know, so that's one thing. But if she's out, she can be spontaneously with other people, or they're working on something, or, you know, things I think happen more spontaneous with her. And so I know that when I can feel it, that it's getting, I can feel that something is creatively happening with her. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to record this. And it's no skin off of me. If she likes what she was doing and she wishes she could have recorded it, here it is. If she didn't like it or wasn't interested in it or felt, you know, it can just be deleted. It's not a big deal. But I know when she's, you know, sometimes getting, you can tell when somebody is hitting that. What do people call it? When people are hitting a certain vibe, I guess what you young folks would
call like flow state? I would call it like a flow state.
Yeah. I was at Harriet's Apothecary a couple of years ago, and it was around 2017, and it was 30 people in the room. It was a very spiritual time. There was drumming going on, and I came in with Wade in the Water, and I took that song to a whole nother level. I ad-lib, I took it into another song that people weren't expecting, and I took lyrics, and I took this, it was a spiritual wave happening in the room, and 30 people were singing with me, and I was directing, and we were all going to some place. It was a very powerful moment. Tawana captured that. She recorded it. And it's I hear it to this day, and I'm blown away by that jazz. Because that's what it was. It was a jazz moment. We were all there in sync and together at that moment in Brooklyn. Yes. Black woman's blueprint. That's what we were. That right?
I think we were there. It was Harriet's Apothecary, but it was in right. Was it there? Oh, it could have been in Minka. I think I don't.
Minka. Yeah, it was at Minka.
That was the space it was in.
Yeah, it was at Minka's space.
It was a crowded space, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to just turn this on because, you, like I said, you can. It's like if you are a church person, you know when the spirit is coming into the room, and so I'm like, okay, this is that level of experience, you know.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. So yeah, that's we just. I guess, yeah, you just support each other. I mean, if you like people, you support them. If you like your friends, you support them. I mean, so.
You got to be good friends first.
It's just like, duh, we love each other. So we're going to support the things that we love.
Yeah. You know, I mean, how many horror movies has Martina gone to and just looked at me and was like, I love you?
true.
And, you know. I went to see Einstein on the Beach. Man, that was a 4-hour opera that had no beginning and no end. And I was like, I do love you. Yeah. This is love.
Oh, man.
Woo. I saw it twice at BAM. Twice in 20 years.
I wasn't there for the first one. I was there for the second one. Wow.
That's so funny.
And how many times my job I am officially the holder of the bag. I don't really like we've gone to concerts. I like music, but I'm not a concert going. I don't need to go to a concert. Martina, the singer, loves going to concerts, loves seeing the people. Mm-hmm. She likes looking at
Nina
the stage.
Simone, Sly and the Family Stone.
She likes seeing the technical stuff. I mean, she likes to hear it, but she likes to see what people are doing, how they're handling the microphone, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And my job is to hold the purse while she dances in the aisle. I mean, seriously.
I love it. Love that. That is balance. That is balance. Well, in the realm of artistic endeavors, it is only right that we play and hear some clips from these amazing artists that we have on our show. So I'm going to cue up a song by the wonderful, the luxurious Martina Downey called Catch the News. And then after that, we'll hear a clip from one of Tawana's works.
She lived in the moonlight a very long time ago. But I remember when Catch the News. You are it where you are. Catch the News in another place, in a space where time is still. Catch the News.
Hell yeah.
That was lovely. Bitch, wait a minute.
Yeah. That's amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing. And for the folks who are not watching us on YouTube, Tawana just in the background singing along. Singing along to her wife. Was that you on the ooh la la la?
Oh.
You know, we'll find out.
I do not sing. Trust me. When I say trust me, I think I hit a note one time. What was it? Patti LaBelle's version of All This Love. I sung that one time, like in the last year. Martina heard me singing and was like, my God, you can actually hold a tune when you want to.
I sang all the vocals.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, it's only right that we also hear from Tawana. So I think you have an excerpt.
So I am going to read. So I wrote two books. The one book is The Closet Case. That's the full-length mystery. But to give you more of a complete story, I'm reading a very short story from my my collection, The Next Girl and Other Lesbian Tales. So this is a very short story. Can get it all in one shot. It's called Famished. It started when I let Tim have a taste of the chicken cordon bleu. He talked about how lucky I was to have a woman who could cook. His old lady didn't know how to crack an egg. I had to chuckle at that. It wasn't so funny when he became obsessed with my lunch. Every day, salivating over my beef Wellington or eggplant towers, the man was a nuisance. One day, Lauren stopped by to drop off my wallet, and love hit Tim like a cast iron skillet. He grumbled about how a beautiful woman like that deserved better than an old bulldagger like me. First came the late night phone calls. Then Lauren began going out with friends I'd never met. Tim stopped looking me in the eye. When she moved in with him, Tim thought he had scored a coup. Fool maxed out his credit to give Lauren the kitchen of her dreams. Come lunchtime, though, all he has to show for it is watery tuna salad on stale bread. Cause my ex can't cook worth shit.
I love it.
That was good. That was good.
I love
that was good.
So that just gives you the idea of, you know, the kind of playfulness.
Yeah.
That I write with. Yeah.
I dig it. Akua, how lucky are we?
Okay. I have been smiling this whole episode. My cheek hurt. I'm just inspired. I don't got words.
Get into it, listeners. Get into it. Tawana has two albums. Martina has two albums. Tawana has two books. There's a wealth of just artistry that you can get into. I want to end by being a journalistic stalker. And that means that I dug and I found a nice picture of the both of you.
Oh my goodness, I'm dying to see this.
I love this photo. Oh.
There we go. All right, share.
What you got? What you
Oh yeah. That butterscotch collar, that butterfly collar, yes! The butterscotch.
Yes. Where were we? Where was that?
Please tell us the story behind this. It's probably a church dance.
Oh, yeah. It was a church dance back then when we used to go to a church.
Yes. We used to go to church.
Yes. Oh, look at the baby lots. Mm-hmm. So happy.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a chain instead of the tie. So there's that.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. I thought that was a really cute picture to share. You two, thank you so much for being on the show today.
And thank you for having us. It was a lot of fun.
This has been amazing. Yes. Can you let folks know where to check you out on the interwebs, where to read your things, where to listen to your things?
Where can I get the book? Where can I get the music? Please.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I'm not on social media a lot, quite honestly, but you can get my music on iTunes. I think that's where you can go. There's still such a thing called iTunes.
It's Apple Music now, but it is there. It is there.
Yeah, Apple Music. But if you Google me, you'll find me in just about every area of a music store. I'm in everything and all of it. You'll find me there.
Spotify.
I mean, you just Google me. You'll find Martina Downey.
Google me.
You can't miss me, okay? I have my website. I'm on Twitters. I'm on everything. So you'll find me. If you just Google my name, Martina Downey, you'll find me.
Yeah.
Not hard.
And you can find out about me at... So I have a website, TawanaSullivan.com. So you can find out about me and the books. And my love of horror movies, because there was a time when I was blogging a lot. I used to do Terror Tuesday, and every Tuesday, but that dropped off a while ago. Because, you know, gotta watch more than horror movies.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes.
You like mysteries.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at TPSULLI. TP Sully, and basically anywhere you put in TP Sully, it is probably me. So Twitter, what is that? What is that? Instagram? Yeah. Probably is TP Sully.
It is. That's how I found that picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, not on, I think I might tweet more than you, Martina, but
yeah, I don't tweet as much. I just don't have the time, really. That's just what it is.
But you're not going to find whatever the cutting edge drama of the day is on Twitter. You're not going to find that me. No, I'll be more like, you know, like, hey, there is a new horror movie come out in 3 months that I think I want to watch. You know, whatever folks are upset about. I'm usually not there. No $200 dinner date conversation over here.
That's fine, because I don't think we need anybody contributing to that discourse anymore. So I would much rather hear about the horror movie that's coming out.
I really would. And I don't even like horror, but I want the new news. What's coming up? Because...
Cool. All right. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. And we loved it.
And we love you all. Like, we've been listening to Inner Hoes for a while, and, you know, always, you know, excited to hear who you all are talking about, hear who you all are talking to, you know, and we learn, you know, so much from y'all too. It's like, you know, it's like, you gotta, what are the young people doing? I don't know. Let's see. What are they talking about
Let's
now?
Tune in.
You inspire us.
That's a new term. What is that? They just...
Inspire us.
Somebody just threw out a new acronym. What does that mean? Sure. So thank you all to you all.
Thank
you. Inspiring. Yes.
Thank you, folks. It's always a good time. It's always a good time. Can't wait to see you in the next Patreon hangout and also in person, because Martina learned how to play dominoes this past summer.
Oh my God.
I'm ready.
We actually bought a set in Provincetown, and that was one of the things we didn't do. So to make up for not doing a whole lot of social stuff, she beat me in dominoes a lot.
Oh, but you came back here and you whooped my butt when we came back.
Well, I'm a slow learner. When we get a new game, Martina is an early learner, and she, you know, she can, and it takes me a while to get the math, and I'm like, oh, wait, I have it now, and all I have to do is win once, and now Martina is my mortal enemy on the...
She destroyed me. I shall have my vengeance.
I love it. Cool. Next event, we gotta have a dominoes tournament.
I'm over here, like, I gotta go buy my domino set now. Because
everybody,
apparently,
everybody start training.
Oh, get ready, y'all.
Yes.
That is so funny. If this episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts and let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
Yes, my cheeks hurt from all the smiling that I did. So I know if it moved me, it moved y'all.
Did you shed a tear?
There was a little mist. I was like, oh my God, this is love, and I just need it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inaho Uprising without the G on Twitter, at Inaho Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. You can head to InahoUprising.com to pay a hoe and to cop some merch. You guys can follow me, Akua, on almost all platforms at Hey Akua Girl.
And you can follow me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. You can also go to dameproducts.com/IHU for 50% off site-wide, or get $15 off by going to Nutrafol.com, NutraFol.com, promo code IHU. You can find Martina and Tawana in all the places that they mentioned, and they will be in the show notes. Have a lovely motherfucking week, because you deserve
to. Okay, bye.